probably a week or more.
Yeah, been there, done that. And if I had a carrier for the spare tire, is also probably no good. That'll get replaced as well. So anyway, just blasted through the fitting grounds, Gary. And, coming up to Conjunction Junction Boulevard.
November 1, WTC.
WTC recognized. And, plus I'm going to have to, since that piece of sheet metal, the sheet metal that I've got my, my mount for the radio on, I'm going to have to disassemble my radio mount, and unless they're going to tell me that they're not going to change that panel, they're going to bump it out, I'll probably have to take it off, and then when I get it back, wait a week or two to make sure it's cured completely before I put a new one on because of the paint. Royal pain in the neck. WTC, pick it up, hand it over to John.
Morning, Gary. Sorry to hear about your accident. Little fender banger there. John, good morning. How is everybody? It's a beautiful, beautiful day, hopefully. I don't know if you guys heard the other bad news, but Jared died yesterday. Sometime last night. John, over to you.
Are we talking about Subway Jared? Is that the Jared you're talking about? Eugene, back to you real quick.
That's the Jared. He died yesterday of complications from the stomach surgery he had back in, I think they said 98 or 99, stomach adhesions. John?
And I'll find out it's clogged arteries while the Subway he ate. Gary? If you were listening carefully, we were just told, I didn't know about it, that Jared had had stomach surgery, which I will bet was some sort of gastric bypass or lap band or something like that, which closes off part of the stomach. That could have been the way he lost all that weight, not the Subway. I always thought there was something called truth in advertising. Eugene?
Well, if he only ate Subway after the surgery, then they just neglected to reveal something. But they didn't say anything about not having surgery or anything like that. John?
Can't be in the tunnel already.
Maybe he's just in a bad spot. Yeah, I always wondered. Now it's going to be interesting to see when he went on the diet and when he had the surgery. Gary?
John probably got a phone call from work. He'll be back. He's like a bad penny. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. It will come out. They may not have given us false advertising by an act of commission. They did it by an act of omission. And it was kind of misleading. I kind of guessed something was up. Someone can't lose that much weight by eating Subway. John, if you're there. If not, Eugene, pick it up.
I'm here. Does that count? This is the dumper.
Dumper, go right ahead. And one, WTC. Give it to John if he's around after.
Hi, this is the J-H-O-N-C-D Mobile. And I'm to the Suffern State Parkway right now. Hope everyone had a good weekend. And we'll turn it over to John, wherever he may be.
Hey, we're just going to ignore him. We'll just leave pauses. When he comes back, he'll announce himself. So, I wonder when Subway's going to make a press release, Eugene.
There's already a webpage up about him and how he died. Dumper, in case you're wondering, we're talking about Jared from Subway died yesterday. Stomach adhesions from some kind of stomach surgery from 98. I checked the Subway website, made no mention of it as of 11 o'clock last night, so it's interesting to see what they're going to say today. Dumper, over to you.
Okay, well, I'm not quite sure what one has to do with the other. Well, it'll be interesting. I mean, you do get adhesions when you do have surgery. That's one of the biggest ones is when you get the colon surgery, you get an obstruction called lysis of adhesions. Oh, well, interesting. Okay.
Tommy 282 be fast, but Gary, stay to the left. Stay to the left by the BQE split, and I'm going in the tunnel. W282.
Okay, John. Catch you when you come out of the tunnel. Vinny, think about it. The advertisement was that Jared lost all that weight by eating Subway. Now we find out he had stomach surgery. Could that stomach surgery have been gastric bypass or something like Lap-Band, where his stomach is physically made smaller that will cause him to lose weight? Eugene?
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see how Subway spins this over the next couple of days. I'm sure it's going to be news. I don't know what time it happened. They only assumed it happened late last night. But it's out there. Vinny?
Well, the price spin will say, well, we didn't know he had surgery. He never put that. He never told us. So get out of it that way. And, yeah, most of the gastric bypass now is done, but they do banding, you know. Don't surgically do it either that way anymore. It's cheaper now. Quicker.
Yeah, but this was done back in 98, 12 years ago. I think they were still stapling the stomach. Eugene?
Yeah, it was sometime in the late 90s. I forget exactly when they said. But, who knows? He was young, too. He was, what, mid-30s, late-30s, something like that. Had a girl at work die from the same thing. She had Lap-Band surgery that went, I don't know if it's stumped her body rejected it or just had problems right from the beginning, but she had problems almost from the day after she had it done, and she died about a year later. But you never know how these things turn out. Summer?
I just know the doctor was, the surgeon was taking care of me for my umbilical hernia when I had it done last year. The case before me was the Lap-Band for stomach, and he ran into a problem. So that was interesting. I was supposed to have my surgery at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I didn't go till about 4:30. So sometimes it ain't easy.
Yeah, when you're talking about working and doing alterations to a human being, things don't always go the way you're planning it. It's not like you got plumbing parts and you know, unscrew this, unscrew that, put this in over here. Although plumbing parts, they could be rusted, you could break a pipe. Let's talk about electrical. Be easier. Eugene?
You know, I mean, maybe one of you gentlemen know better than me, but I have not heard of any type of medical weight loss that has proven to be 100% safe and 100% effective. It seems like the only thing that really works is just good old dieting, exercise, and perseverance. The completely safe way to do it is do it slow, over a process of a year, depending on how much weight you want to lose, and do it that way. Otherwise, it seems like every pill they've ever come out with has some kind of horrible side effect, and a few months later or a few years later after they come out with it, you see, have you been hurt by this or have you been taking that? You know, and it's all this weight loss stuff. And one, WTC. Humper?
Oh, you're absolutely right.
I should have left the call there a little longer. I do apologize if John's out of the tunnel. We can pick it up. Just watch the way some people leave. I mean, if anyone recalls, there was that guy that went to McDonald's. It was called Supersize Me. And he wound up getting very sick. So the mere fact that they're saying he's lost weight is totally poppycock. There's no way in God's green earth he lost weight on the golf stick sale at wherever that was. So if you never saw that movie, I suggest you go watch it, called Supersize Me. The guy goes to McDonald's for a year's strength, and you see all his lab work all change. His liver function gets worse, his cholesterol shoots through the roof, and obviously he gains a good amount of weight. And McDonald's doesn't want you to hear that, but that's what happened. Eugene, you happen to be correct. If you do it chemically or surgically, there is always the potential for a reaction that could be dangerous. The big problem is when people do not exercise when they diet. If you solely diet and don't exercise, you are doomed to put the weight back and more when you stop the diet, because your metabolism slows down when you diet. If you exercise at the same time, your metabolism rate will stay up or go higher. You'll burn the calories faster, and as a result, when you stop the diet and start going back to a normal eating routine, you will be able to maintain the weight because you won't be consuming more calories than you're using. That's the bottom line. And to Zeddy D here. Eugene?
You should be exercising anyway. This is N2EB.
Good morning.
N2 Echo Bravo, recognized.
Yep.
Back when I was getting the, going for the job I have now, I was, put on a lot of weight, and, I had to be down to a certain weight, and I put my mind to it, and in 7 months, I think I lost close to 70 pounds. Started out, got the letter, said, gotta do it, started cutting out, fats and stuff, limiting that, exercising, started bike riding, couldn't do more than a couple of blocks, 2, 3, 4, you know, maybe half a mile on the bike. By the time I was done, 7 miles, 7 months later, I was running 10 miles a day. Then I got the job, blew out my ACL, and then couldn't exercise anymore, slowly got back into it. EB, over to you. Good morning. N1, WTC.
All right, good morning, everyone. Yeah, I agree. Diet and exercise. You gotta exercise. A lot of people run or jog, I should say. And then of course there's always this the rapid growth of the, you know, gyms that popped up all over. And now a lot of gyms are closed because people just, I don't know, they can't afford going anymore or what. Anyway, Thumper, how are you doing this morning? This is N2EB. Radio sounds good.
Thank you. Well, I fixed one part of the problem. Now the other part of the problem will be fixed today, and I don't think my signal is going to get any better than it is now. So enjoy it. Although I am looking at a possible mobile radio, but I got to make a call about a specific mount. And if that works, I may take the plunge. So we'll see what happens. Over to you there, Gary, this is KA21CD in the group, and I'm still west, east of the repeater, I should say.
In the plunge, gonna buy a real mobile radio?
Mayday. I could always count on Richie for a comment like that. All right, good luck if you find one that you like. Richie, you give it over to Eugene.
JV2NQN Mobile.
Oh, Weasel's up a little early this morning. All right, I'm going to be in and out because I got to go stop for petrol. Rob and Laura Petrol from New Rochelle with their son, little Richie. Eugene, I guess I'll give it to Weasel, and then Weasel will give it to you, and I'll be back in a rotation or two. GB2NQN to get it, and you give it to Eugene. And 2PPN Mobile, be back in a bit.
This is the GB2NQN Mobile on the viaduct, I don't know. Good morning. And I am north and east of the repeater. I'll let you know when I get north and west of the repeater, because I know that's very, very, very important. Eugene?
Good morning to those that have joined us. So many new people. So many new people. What kind of radio are we looking at there? Wondering what you have on your mind. EV, over to you.
Yes, inquiring minds want to know. But, said that he's definitely going to get a mobile radio. He said he's going to start thinking about it. And then take the plunge. Need to dive. Right. Yeah, you always need an HD anyway. Be good to have. Can you set something at the hotel that you work at? Maybe you put the guy a tenor on it. Use the HD. Vincent? Send 2EB. Good luck with that, Vinny. Sounds of a, it's like a whining mouth. Doesn't have a detachable face? You can put that face anywhere. Vincent?
Yes, it's kind of a detachable face. And you can put it anywhere. And it's a quad band radio, not a tri band radio. So, but it's the mount that is interesting. So we'll see after we make the call how strong the mount is, which I question. So we'll see what happens. Carry over to you. And by the way, I am northwest of the repeater, by the way, and I guess my signal has been holding up. I've got no complaints or chatter from the peanut gallery. Although I would leave a pause because Wichy might be back. This is KA21CD in the group.
Detachable face. Is that like a detachable penis? Put me back in the rotation. N2, keep me in.
And, Vinny, you still have not told us what is so special about this bounce. I've got an 8800. I've got the radio itself bolted to the floor with the standard mount underneath the seat, and the mount and the face hanging from below the dashboard. So, please tell us what is so special about this mount. Reggie, pick it up, give it over to the not quite normal one. And to ZEP here, almost at the BQE.
WTC, I'll be clear. Have a good day, 73.
The cut and run, Eugene. All right. Catch you later, 73. And yes, Vinny, tell us. Tell us, Vinny. Tell us. What's with this mount that you're so skeptical about? It's not an HT? Is that what the problem is? Vince, not quite normal, Weasel, over to you. And 2PPN.
Isn't that special? It's just very special. He's very specialized.
That's the bike I just broke my son, by the way. It's very special. And it's not a tri-bander, it's a quad-bander. Just what you need. Four bands of static.
Wow.
You need the quad band duplexer which is like $70. You need the quad band antenna, which is like $100. You'll need a stronger mount than the mount you have on your vehicle to hold the antenna, because the quad band antenna is longer, stronger, has more wind resistance and all that, so you'll have to make sure that you've got the right mount on the vehicle, not to mention the right cable that doesn't get crushed in the door and destroyed. Then, all you gotta do is just, like Gary said, mount the main body of the radio under the seat, route the control head cabling up, and have the control face just under the dashboard, sticking down. You can put two small little screws up in there, and no one will ever know when you take the radio out that there were two little screws in the bottom of the dash, because no one looks underneath there when they go to take a car back on lease. They only look at the front of the car, trust me, because I've worked with enough appraisers on lease return vehicles. I know where they look and where they don't look, and they're not going to look if you have two little mounting holes under the bottom lip edge of the dash to hold the bracket to mount your remote face. Weasel, over to you. And two PPN coming into the four-laner, because I had to get gash.
Detachable face, detachable penis, and mount gas. I got a chubby. John?
I had a cup holder that's got me, though. It's pretty crappy. So it's the least... Let me tell you, my... I know my sister returned the car. She had a broken cup holder in the back. It scratches all over the car. She returned it. That's it. And, they didn't say nothing. Thank you very much. Would you like another car? Especially if you're going to go pick up another car. Same place. Oh, man. Yeah. So. I never heard of that or seen that. Throw it into the cup holder instead of console. Over to you.
2ZEP at the tunnel, 7-3.
And this is KA2MC, Wilson is 73's, and why does everyone think I have a leased car? This is the dumper, KA2ICD. Have a good day, everyone. We'll catch you on the rebound. Take care, Weasel. We'll catch you in the hotel. This is the dumper, KA2ICD, clear.
I do have to remark that Vinny's signal has been stellar this whole entire ride in, so whatever he fixed on his cabling definitely seems to have achieved its desired goal.
I want to remark that I saw Stella on Saturday night.
About reading somebody their Miranda rights.
She was tied up with her kid.
Evil John, 7-3 to our nearly and dearly departed.
Well, I guess that's Steve, if you didn't tie her up.
That's what I... And there's you off of Sierra, Sierra.
To the evil seat, and Greg recognized. Evil seat of Peter, and you pass it to Greg.
And if you just to bring up the stuff, Vinny's getting a gay radio.
Listen, I'm going to sign here. C73s. You guys have a great morning. Greg, good morning. And I'm in the parking lot, backing up to the van. 72EB, Greg, over to you.
Take care, John. Yeah, I left. I say that I'm on the edge of the 850 machine now, and I'm only within 8 states, so I may not be sounding too good. And there's a 375. No, I was listening at 6 o'clock. From before 6 o'clock, I had a way. I heard a conversation. It's just that the 375 drops out, you know, every, like, I don't know, 3 minutes. So I waited until I could hit the 850 machine. So, yeah, I wouldn't mount the radio in a cup holder either. I don't know. I don't know. Unless they can make the remote mount in a cup holder, that might be a little different. Something like that. Put the radio under the seat like you guys said. And I'm not really... to see you.
Hey, Richie.
7-3 to the evil seedling. And, I don't know, I'm assuming that he's talking about the cup holder mount for the head, because no one in their right mind would mount an entire mobile radio in a cup holder. So, I've seen the cup holder used for cell phones, for iPods, for HTs, stuff like that. You know, the cup holder serves its purpose. I guess if they have a universal mount that you could mount your control head on, that would work too, but I don't know. I think it would just look a little out of place having a control head for a radio, especially quad band radio, coming out of a cup holder. Just doesn't, I don't know, doesn't seem to visually be appealing the same way as just having that small little display coming down off the bottom of the dash, as Gary had suggested. Gary has a good aesthetic eye when it comes to mobile radio installation. He knows, you know, good locations when he sees them. So it's just a matter of finding the right spot for the control head in that car. Plus, you got to remember that the microphone still has to get connected, and now you got to put an external speaker on the darn thing if you're moving the main body of the radio away from under the dashboard. So there you have it. I guess it's just you, me, and him. Greg, I guess it's over to you, and then back around to Steve and 2PPN.
Oh boy. Hey, actually, am I coming in scratchy or am I coming in fairly solid? Because I'm pretty far. I'm not that far from the causeway, you know, Robert Moses Causeway in Southern State. So I'm pretty far from the 850 machine. Hope I'm making it clear. And, I don't know, over to Steve.
But you sound very manly, very manly. You don't sound like you're buying any mounts from Mount Guys on Christopher Street. And Gary has a nice aesthetic eye. Mm-hmm. Okay. What, you got an appointment soon? That you got to be nice?
Oh, did you ever see the installation that he did in the Outlandish Mobile? It was quite pleasant to look at. It looked like it was, you know, direct from the factory because of the way he had everything done.
And you have an appointment this Saturday?
No, I don't have an appointment. I don't need to kiss his tuchus. It's not like that. He's got a, whatever, he's got an eye for detail. But anyway, I mean, why doesn't Vince Lee just get one of those gooseneck adapters, you know, those gooseneck mounts? Three big sheet metal screws right through the floor pan of the vehicle alongside the center console hump or whatever. And now you've got your control head on a nice gooseneck so you can move it around. When it's in your way, you push it out of the way. When it's not in your way, you could, you know, make it look like it belongs there. That's the way to do it, on a nice gooseneck. Greg, your signal is rock solid. No scrambled eggs, no runs, no drips, no errors. Like a regular can of Krylon. Greg, N2 ASS, N2 PPN Mobile.
That's good. Yeah, like I said, I'm leaving a point. I wait for the actual signal to drop, the carrier itself. So this way, the 375, if there's anyone out there, they won't lose it as much. Yeah, what I did was I put the rip in the trunk and put the X piece of metal behind the seat. I just used two little zippies and went out through there. So the radio is up high, the box up. So just in case water gets in the trunk or you throw something in there, it won't bang it. So I stuff in there, and the wires are nicely strapped. And so the remote on my dashboard between the heater and right in the center, I just, there's like a seam in there, like, you know, hold it, and I put the screws so they fall right between the seam. So it didn't even screw anything. It held in place. And if you take the screws out, you don't even see where they were because it's between the seams. So mine worked pretty good. But the unit on that 8800 that he's talking about, 89, should be the same as the 88. If you bump, it'll blow right off. It'll snap out of its holder. If you, like, I've thrown things in my car, you know, and I gave it a little bump and it fell out. So the actual head unit, it's the holder is kind of weak, but they're very, if you were to crack it or something, they're only like $4. But that worked out good for me, and he might want the same thing. I mean, if he's got a remote head radio, he should utilize it. And I guess Saturday we'll be talking to Rich after his appointment. Over to you, Steve.
To JFD.
JFD recognized. And what's wrong with Gary's Dukas? Huh? Jeez. He does. He's got an appointment. That's why he's talking like that. Wants to make sure that he drills the right tooth. He's been watching Marathon Man too much. Anyway, so he didn't screw anything. Anyway, very risque QSO this morning. Very risque. And with that, I must singe because I am here. See if I see Vinny's truck. Maybe I could key it or something. 7-3, guys. JFD, over to you, and you can turn over to Richie. This has been the GB2NQN Mobile.
And to JFD, good morning, gentlemen. I just want to make a quick little announcement here. My wife, the self-proclaimed queen of the Internet, both of us find the whole Jared dying thing very interesting, and she's been doing major searches since I told her Jared died. And if you go on and look at that website that pronounced Jared dead, it's copyrighted in 2008, and no one else in the entire news industry is reporting Jared dead yet.
Who is Jared, and what does this all mean to me?
Jared is the guy who lost all that weight, and you know, for Subway, and Subway claimed it was from only eating Subway, and as it turned out, he had lap band surgery, and that surgery went bad. And that was before the losing the weight with Subway, so it brought up all this controversy. And I believe that's what he's talking about.
That is correct. I just wanted to put the whole it's all farce thing out there.
Okay, not that we were discussing Jared, but thank you for the info. That's pretty cool, I guess. Jared, I could make a tent out of a pair of his pants. I guess he didn't want to be in competition with that lady in, was it South Jersey, that wants to be 1,000 pounds, that's taking all of those donations on the internet? Greg?
Actually, you were talking about Jared before you got on. There was a whole conversation about that around 6 o'clock. I was listening because the 375 machine drops in and out. But they were so tired right to the point where you signed on. And that's that. He must have been listening also, and that's why he jumped in with that.
Then best back to me.
Give it to the guy. I forgot his call sign. I figured it was just the three of us. I figured it would just go around.
Well, I just tried to pass it to him. What, I scare him away? Thin-skinned? What's the deal?
And to Jersey. Sorry, I can't make out one of the guys who keeps breaking up on me. I guess maybe it's my location. I'm over Fort Totten by Throgs Neck Bridge. But yeah, that's I was listening early this morning about 6 a.m. on my way in. I listen to you guys every morning. I don't usually jump in on your little round robin because there's so much going on and I got a quick trip. I'm only about 40 minutes from work. So yeah, well, I was listening about the Jared thing, and my wife and I are big weight loss people. Two of us have lost about combined 150 pounds. So we're slim and trim now, whatever. But we didn't do it via Subway. So we always find weight loss stuff like that very interesting. I'm not sure who gets it next.
Hey, Fort Totten. You work at Fort Totten?
W2HCB. HCB, I am a New York City fireman. I am only at Fort Totten for this is my last day in 4 weeks. I'm getting retrained for certified first responder, the worst blood money I ever had to make, although it is overtime, so that's why I'm here. But I'm a city fireman in Long Island City, right on Greenpoint Avenue and the LIE. You know Jay Scotch?
Negative. Name doesn't sound familiar. I don't know. There are 11,000 firemen, but usually when people ask me names, I do know a lot of them. It's quite strange that I know as many names as people say, but no, the name doesn't sound familiar. Is he part of the responder program here, or is he just a city fireman?
The training officer at Fort Totten, and he recently got his own house over on Foster in Brooklyn. Forgot the cross street.
Okay, so he's an EMS training officer. That's the only training really they do here, is the EMS stuff. All the fire department training is done over on Randall's Island. I know you got another guy who works over at the on Randall's Island doing construction. I hear him every morning. That's where all the fire department training is done.
That guy that works on Randall's Island, he's a real piece of work. Alpha, over to you, and then you pass it back to Greg. And to BPN.
Yeah, that guy who works on Randall's Island, yeah, he's real cantankerous.
Greg, over to you. W2HCB, hightailing it down 2nd Avenue for a reroute. Third reroute of the morning.
Hey, you know, it's funny. I know the guy you're talking about on Randall's Island, too, because he gets involved with all the construction that goes on Randall's. That's funny that you guys said that. But he was always funny. I act like such a whack job. But the other guys were saying stuff. But he... That's pretty funny that everyone seems to know that guy. And I got to go to the K station. Oh, my God. I forgot his call. This is getting bad. KJ, I forgot the call. Over to you. The guy with the Jared info.
I heard the guy's shorts are too tight. That's the problem. This is the KB2 NJC.
NJC, you can pick it up. This is N2JFD. I got to go in and take my final exam now. So 73's gentlemen, and I'm going to try and make it on with you guys this more often. I'm on this run twice a week on my way into the firehouse at this time. So I'll break in a couple more times. Maybe I'll actually join this whole group. All right, 73, gentlemen, enjoy your day.
Always welcome our public servants with open arms and deep pockets. KB2NJC, over to you, sir. Get all itchy and scratchy, and then you can pass it to the elf on his reroute. He'll pass it to Greg, who'll come back to me. B cubed, over to you, and to PPN Mobile.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is my first day back. I'm on vacation. I'm almost done working around the house. Some of the stuff. Everything else is good. I don't feel like going back. My wife doesn't feel like going back. So I think we're going to get ready to retire at the end of the year. Al, back to you.
Wild Bill. Yeah, I'm just fighting my way through. I had a cab just when the other station was signing that. Had a guy, cab just come cutting across all three lanes, no directionals, sliding with his brakes locked up because a gentleman had his hands up on the opposite corner and he was determined to get that fit, get that money, I guess, you know. Wasn't paying attention that there was four trucks barreling down in the other three lanes. That was kind of sketchy. So, anyway. Oh, man, my phone's vibrating. If I'm getting rerouted again, I'm going to kill somebody. I'll be back. W2HCB.
Poor guy's always getting phone calls. Bill, you sound pretty good this morning. You sound pretty good. I'm a VA. So sometimes I don't good, but they tell me I actually sound okay. Yeah, this morning, it was funny, on Sunrise, they said Rob was on the radio, but on Sunrise, there was like a 27-foot fishing boat, the trailer collapsed, there was three cars in front of me, the trailer collapsed, and the tire hit the bottom, so the trailer went across two lanes, so there's going to be quite a lot on Sunrise over there. I threw it around it, because I was right there, so I to get around that thing, but that guy's not too funny, and I send it over to Rich.
radio's out for repair. Are you, like, holding the microphone for the HT right next to your mouth? Because you're talking off the PL. Your signal's rock solid, but every now and then you just drop. And you drop because I think what's happening is you're over-deviating, and either you're popping out of the passband or you may be doing what's called PL talk-off, where you're actually over-deviating to the point where you wipe out your PL signal into the receiver of the repeater. Try backing off just a little bit or talking a little bit softer, and let me see if you stop dropping out, because you lose, like, one syllable every three or four words.
Okay, what happened was I put external microphone on it, so now I'm using the external mic. Before I was using the radio, now I got the mic, so I don't have to hold the whole radio up to my head. Alright, was that any better?
Yes, you can even talk softer, but definitely you only dropped out like once that entire time. Just talk softer. I know sometimes with a lot of road noise and stuff in the background, you wind up trying to talk over the road noise, and it's hard to keep your voice, you know, normal or soft. So you either hold the microphone a little further away and talk a little softer, but you got it now. Yeah. That guy that works on Randall's Island, what a piece of work he is.
Bill, over to you.
Yes? I'm just touching it. God, that's all. That's it. Hey, it's a gorgeous morning, folks. She's a little, almost 4.5 pounds right now. She's housebroken, which is even better. If the horses should wake up, the let me know in the middle of the night she's got to go pee. But, not bad. She's, growing, and, she's got the rest of the dogs in the neighborhood terrorized. Who gets it?
You'll have to send me a picture of the puppy. There, Bill. You'll have to send me a picture of your puppy. I'll send you a picture of my new puppy. He's almost 12 weeks. And he, too, is starting to go outside and do his business and hold it through the night and whatnot. And he's also coming along. And he's not terrorizing other dogs in the neighborhood, but he is giving a lot of licks and kisses, and with those little needle-sharp puppy teeth, quite a few puncture wounds as well. Greg, I don't know if you knew it, but I updated the website this weekend, so you're going to have to check out my website and look at all the new features and the changes that I made to it. Gregor, over to you and to PPN by the World's Fair.
I'll tell you, that was quite an impressive little setup you had. I wonder if they make one of those heads, or like the one you have that'll do like a patio. You know, the round thing, I guess the thing underneath that spins around. I wonder if they make one that we go on a regular power washer. The power washer I use, that I would borrow, is only 3 gallons a minute. That's all it does. But it does it at 4,000 PSI. But it's 3 gallons a minute. Do they make a round head that I could actually buy and just attach to that thing and clean my parents' patio or something like that? I wonder, or does it require a lot more gallons per minute when you have something like that? Just wondering. I'll give it over to Bill. You can answer on your go around.
Hey, Ray, speak up. You can talk. Doesn't matter. It's called a turbo nozzle, and I'll send you the website where to look for it. You just go for the specs on what your machine will supply. You should be able to find a turbo nozzle. They're about $100.
That's a look. Over to Bill.
Huntsman Bill, over to you.
I tried. I thought I got out. I asked, did you get the website I sent you for that truck?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I was considering buying a pallet load of ammo cases, trying to think of what I could do with a pallet load of ammo cases.
All right, I'm at location. I got to sign for a few minutes. I may be back. I got to sign and stop my truck filling up with water and stuff. A little bit early, but what can I tell you? All right, guys. Listen, you guys all have a great day. Bill, it's good to hear you back. Now, we'll catch on the go-around. I'll catch you later. Answer off the CO, sir. I'll be clear.
Looking at one of the other books, 223 rounds selling for $600,000.
Okay, yeah, he's starting to get scratchy. Do me a favor, shoot me an email with your cell number, and I'll give you a call. Because I'm getting all jonesy. I want to get my wing back up and running. And unfortunately, I think it's going to require a trip someplace where someone can spend some time on it, because I don't think I'm going to be able to spend the time on it. So I have to see if I can round up all the parts and put them into a box. Maybe get this thing rolled out of the garage and pay somebody just to get her back up and running, get the carbs done. Because I'm getting jonesy. I want to get out there and do some wing dinging. Hopefully my shoulder will be able to withstand a ride. I keep wondering that holding my arm out like that and, you know, getting bounced around a little bit may not be good for it, so it may all be for naught.
Your shoulder, my back, whisker, it doesn't matter, but we do it anyway. If you want, I can come out with the trailer or pick it up while I work on it over here.
If you've got time, I mean, I don't want to, like, inconvenience you or anything, and I'll definitely pay you for your time. That's not a question. It's just sitting there, and I feel so bad for it. Every time I go in the garage and I see it being used as a storage space, just kind of things piled up on it. I've got boxes of old Richie Rich and Archie comics on it.
That makes me cry. Stop.
No, it makes me cry every time I go in there. It's like, it should be out there having fun. It shouldn't be sitting there just like slowly withering away. At least it's not outside getting all rusty or anything. It's just sitting in the garage getting dryer lint and stuff on it.
Please don't. Thanks.
I don't want to make you cry. One of my Honda emblems. I must have been going past the front of the bike. One of my Honda emblems, one of the little pop rivets, must have let go. So it's hanging down vertically instead of horizontally across underneath the bottom of the windshield. So I'm like, I got to get the double face tape and stick it back on.
You're killing me, man. You're killing me. All right. I'm pretty much out in the end, almost at the end. I can't, I'm not going to be on the air much longer. So yeah, you have a good one. I'll email you my phone number. Give me a buzz. We'll work something out. I'll come out and pick it up. This is live from the Jersey Shore, KB2, NJC. See you, bye-bye.
Absolutely. Maybe before the summer is over, I can actually be into PPN Motorcycle Mobile again. All right. I will catch you later. Enjoy. And 7-3, KB2-NJC. This is the N2PPN Mobile since LaGuardia Gambini Airport. The N2PPN, where are you, Alpha?
Say a quick hello, N2PPN, and 2EO on the way to Mr. Duncan's.
Hey, Rich, what's going on? How's the donuts?
All right, I heard you on there. I want to say hello. I just went to mail a couple of letters, and we're headed over there now. I wondered, Howie said he was going to get hold of you. I spoke to him. Did he get in touch with you?
Yes, he did. We spoke the other morning, I think it was, on my way into work. We chatted. Did you ever look at that website?
Actually, I did. Chad's Clay. When I bookmarked it. I want to go back and take another look. It looks kind of cute.
Yeah, well, you know, even cats have rights.
Yeah. Now, what do we got here? We got a bus that says stop, and I'm sitting right in the middle of Francis Lewis Boulevard. Unbelievable. I don't want to pass them. I'm told these things, they put cameras now on these buses to get your license plate if you pass.
You're not allowed to pass a school bus with its red light flashing and that stop sign out, no matter what, even on a divided highway if it's on the other side of the highway.
Okay, well, I did not pass it. I didn't know the other side of the divided highway. Do they have cameras on those? Somebody told me they have cameras on those buses to grab your license plate if you don't obey.
I couldn't tell you, since I don't work on school buses or have any friends that work on school buses. But if they did have cameras, it would be kind of hard to enforce giving a ticket. It would have to be something like a red light camera ticket, because it's not being observed by a police officer, so they would have to send the ticket to the registered owner of the vehicle. But let me let you in on a secret. It's 6 points and $600 in Nassau County for the first offense of doing that.
Oh, boy. I wonder what it is in Queens. I have never passed one. I'm always very careful about that because I know they go pretty hard on that. All right, Rich, let me go inside. 6 points and $600. That hurts. We'll see you in a few. I'm going inside. N2 PPN. N2 EO.
N2 UZB.
Okay, Rich. Get out, Rich. Get out now. N2 PPN.
Yeah, I just caught the tail end of that. What's 6 points and $600?
Courtesy tone.
Sorry, what was that?
It's the courtesy tone. Wait a second. There it is. Passing a school bus stopped with its lights on.
Really? Because points? That's interesting, because the whole thing about points, comes out of the state legislature. I don't know why Nassau County should be different than the rest of the state.
Well, my son unfortunately got nabbed for one of those, and we had to go down to traffic court, and that's what the schedule said for passing a stopped school bus with its lights on. And that's for a first offense. If you do it a second time, you might as well just kiss your license goodbye. They are very, very brutal on people who pass stopped school buses.
Yeah, I'm always careful of that. In New Jersey, they're pretty bad also on that. I don't remember what the exact penalty is, but it's stiff. And you know what? They're right. You know, sorry if some got nailed with it, but you know, really, I mean, you know, you hit a kid, and you're never going to get over it. You know what I mean? And if it's 6 points, then that must be statewide. It can't be just Nassau County. It has to be the whole state.
I looked it up in the VTR. I think it was off the top of my head, the number 314 VTL law 314. I'm not sure. That may be wrong, but according to the letter of the law, if you were on the Long Island Expressway going eastbound in the right lane and a school bus going westbound was in the right lane, stopped with its lights on, you could get a ticket for passing it on the other side of a divided highway. There is no distinction between a local street, a divided highway, or anything. You are not allowed to pass a school bus in either direction, no matter what. So if a school bus was to stop on the expressway or the Northern State Parkway or something like that on the other side of the road, you have to stop or you could get that ticket. It seems a little ridiculous, but, you know, I don't think a school bus would ever stop and put his lights on the expressway, but